This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We all love a good superhero, and the Batman franchise is no exception, having been immensely popular over many years of comic books, TV shows, and movies. The new psychological thriller, Joker, directed by Todd Phillips and starring Joaquin Phoenix, explores the journey of the Joker, how he came to be, and why he is the way that he is. I'm joined by Mark Hadley to chat about the movie. Hi,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, how you going?
I'm good. Obviously, the Joker is a much-loved character in the DC universe and has shown immense depth and complexity throughout all these years. What does this movie add to his character?
Well, it's interesting when you say, like, he's a much-loved character, isn't it? Because the thing about the good guy is he's only ever as good as the bad guy he's got to overcome. So your villain is a measure of the hero, and the more villainous the villain, the better the bad guy, the good guy's triumph. Well, the Joker is just crazy, and when we know that, you know, like, for every version of the Joker that's ever been out there, it's just some kind of twisted madcap. But this performance, this is something else. Joaquin Phoenix does a performance of the Joker that is on one end of the spectrum is mad, and on the other end of the spectrum is incredibly sympathetic. And you think, wow. My wife, who saw this preview with me, came out and said, and I quote, "That poor man." Now, no one's doubting the incredibly disturbing things he did, but at the same time, you suddenly get a vision of how society can be culpable in producing bad people. And that makes this not just a superhero film, that makes it a really interesting think piece.
That's so interesting. You've said that this movie is quite a realist take on how anyone can become the Joker through specific circumstances. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so basically, Joaquin Phoenix plays a character who has, his name's Arthur, and Arthur lives with his mother, and his is obviously, you know, struggling with some form of mental incapacity. And he has a struggle that's sort of going on. He has what he calls a condition that he can't stop laughing about something sometimes. And even when he doesn't want to, it might be totally inappropriate, but he starts laughing and he's almost choking on this laughter. People don't understand that about him. He's also awkward socially, and so he can't really get anything but really sort of low-level jobs, and people take advantage of him. So there's this constant pressure on him to try and be something more, and yet at the same time, and to win people's approval, and yet at the same time, he's incapable of doing so. There's this wonderful, wonderful line in the film where the Joker actually delivers a joke, and I'm just going to pass it on because it tells you almost everything you need to know about the film. And the Joker says to a particular person, "What do you get when you cross a mentally ill person with a society that ignores him or crushes him?" And the answer is exactly what you deserve.
Oh, wow.
And we jump straight out of the territory of the superhero kind of, we just accept all sorts of crazy things go on, and batarangs and Batmobiles and things like that, into our own society when you listen to something like that. Because we live in a world where if you really literally keep crushing a person and ignoring a person, but anytime they lift their head, you smack them down, what do we expect to come out the other end? And wouldn't we somehow be saying to ourselves, shouldn't we be saying, what role did we play in producing the sort of horrors that sometimes fill our newspapers?
This movie seems to... I'm mind blown right now, and I haven't even seen it.
I know, and I'm just... And it does sound like, oh, wow, DC Comics has got a new film out, we should go watch it. And I'm saying, look, this is definitely a film people should watch. I'm telling you now that Joaquin Phoenix's performance here is incredible. What was he going up against? He was going up against Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody remembers Heath Ledger's performance in The Dark Knight of The Joker. And we all go, wow, that's seminal. That's amazing. I will go out on a career limb here and say Joaquin Phoenix is going to blow people away with his performance. It is going to get an Academy Award nomination. It will probably win. If it doesn't, then I'll be that embittered reviewer sitting on a couch somewhere saying, oh, my goodness, it should have won. But what do we take away from it? I think that we're all in the film. I feel like we're sitting on the other side of the Joker. And time and time again, you can see yourself in this film and be seeing that you could have had a response in a situation like this. I mean, we walk along the streets in our city and we see people who are down, out, in a struggling situation. And every time we face a situation like that, we face a choice. We meet someone who clearly has a struggle, you know, mentally is not well. And every time we meet someone like that, we have a choice. We're in a work situation and we have a chance to just approve the sort of people who get everybody's approval anyway, or to try and support someone who is socially awkward. And every time that happens, we have a choice. And I think the Joker is a powerful performance. I think at the same time, we're all sitting in the screen with him and wondering, you know, are we going to contribute to this Arthur character, or are we somehow going to turn the tide for him?
It almost shows that the world isn't an even playing field of good and evil, and humans are complex and we're fallible to sin. How do we reconcile that in such a complex, almost messy world?
Well, it's really interesting you should say that way. I mean, how do we see the world? And I think it's because, look, from a Christian perspective, I have this phrase that keeps popping back into my head as I think about this film. You know, the Puritans used to say that evil arises from the world, the flesh, and the devil. You know, they would say these three things. And we can understand what, you can understand the devil, you can understand the flesh, you know, like our struggles within ourselves, but the world itself has a kilter away from God, and its society itself has a sinful cast to it, a selfishness, a self-indulgence, these things that will take it away from God. So it's not just the devil that you might struggle against, it's not just yourself that you might struggle against, however you feel about those terms. Often people struggle against the very society we live in. The society itself is not looking at God. So when we think about a story like this, when we think about our own lives, we've got to ask ourselves, you know, how aware are we of the battle that we're in? How aware are we of the sort of things that are pressing down on us? If we pretend it's a level playing field, like you say, we're always going to get tripped up. Because society doesn't work that way. It is not a fair environment. It does not value what is good and condemn what is evil. It just doesn't. It values what is convenient and it condemns what is inconvenient. You know, and that's a very sad way to live. But it's true. So we need to be aware of that, particularly if we want to live personally valuable lives. If we want to live a life, if you're a Christian, you're listening and you want to live a life that honors God, you can't pretend that the world out there is a simple, easy place, a level playing field, as you say. We've got to be awake. And I think the film like Joker actually wakens you up to the fact that just how bad the world can look from someone like Arthur's perspective.
That was movie reviewer Mark Hadley. We've been talking about The Joker, which is out in cinemas now. Thanks for joining us on Hope, Mark.
No worries.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au